In this week's Parsha, in Perek Gimel, we read about the Pidyon HaBen ceremony that was conducted in the Midbar. As the Levim assumed the role of working in the Beis HaMikdash in place of the firstborn, a kind of redemption process was necessary. As our Parsha explains, each Levi came forth and displaced the Bechor, in a certain sense redeeming the firstborn that had been designated in the Avodah until then. However, the Torah describes that the firstborn, the Bechor, had outnumbered the Levium by 273. In other words, there were 273 firstborns that had not yet been redeemed. So how are these firstborns going to be redeemed? If they had a certain Kedusha that had them working in the Mishkan until now, how could we take that Kedusha away and take away that responsibility from them? So the Torah describes that Hashem had them pay 5 coins to Moshe in order to redeem themselves. And Moshe then would transfer the money to the Kohanim. Venasat es hakesef l'Aharon uvanav, as we read in Perek Gimel Pasuk Mem Ches. So this is an example, first example of Pidyon HaBen, as described here in our Parsha. It's an unconventional, not a typical Pidyon HaBen, but the concept of it, in theory, is already now elucidated here. Interestingly, the Torah talks about Pidyon HaBen in other places as well. In Shmos, when the firstborn are saved from Makas Bechoros, the firstborn are mentioned in general terms of the mitzvah, the Pidyon HaBen, the obligation to redeem our firstborn, v'chol b'chor banecha tifteh. And later in Bamidbar, a third time, we will read about Pidyon HaBen, Perek Yud Ches, and that's when we get some of the specifics about the 5 shkolim, and when the son is a month old, etc. I wanted to discuss briefly 2 related halachos about Pidyon HaBen that relate to who affects the pidyon. Obviously, this baby boy is just that, a baby, so he can't take care of it himself. So who's taking care of the pidyon HaBen, and what are the details of that halacha? So in the famous Mishnah in Masechta Kiddushin, pidyon HaBen is listed as one of the mitzvot that is the responsibility specifically of the father of the boy. And interestingly, the Rambam, when he describes the bracha that the father will make when he does the pidyon HaBen with a kohen, the Rambam paskins that it depends. If the father is doing the pidyon while this is still a baby boy, he says the bracha with al as the key word, al pidyon. However, says the Rambam, let's say for whatever reason, a father never did it. Somebody grows up, maybe they weren't born religious, and now they grow up and they become a Baal Tshuva, let's say hypothetically in that case, and now he knows, oh my gosh, I'm a firstborn, I should have done a pidyon HaBen. So the rabbi says, no problem, you can do it yourself. You could be podeh yourself. However, says the Rambam, in such a case, instead of saying al pidyon, we change the words of the bracha, and it's not al pidyon, but lifdos. And we know that this is an issue that comes up in all sorts of brachos. Sometimes we use al and some as a prefix, and sometimes we use l. So says the Rambam, when it comes to bikurim, it depends. If the father is doing the pidyon, it's al. If the firstborn himself is doing it for himself, he says l. What is the basis of the distinction? So one of the later Rishonim, the Rivash, has a very famous tshuva, where he explains this based on the Rambam's own words, where the Rambam, in another place, writes that the distinction between l and al is that when you're doing a mitzvah for yourself, it's l, but if you do a mitzvah for someone else, it's al. So it seems very straightforward that it's obviously perfectly consistent with what the Rambam was paskening when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. But the Rivash points out that there's actually a deeper point being mentioned. When a baby boy is redeemed by his father does the Pidyon HaBen, whose mitzvah is that really? Is it the father's mitzvah? He has a mitzvah? Or is it really the son's mitzvah? But since the son is, of course, only 30 days old, can't do it himself, the father's really standing in and doing it on behalf of the son. That's not clear. That's really a very fascinating conceptual question. So says the Rivash, we can answer the question from these psakim of the Rambam. Given the fact that there's a distinction between whether the father does the pidyon or the son does it himself, the al versus the lo, that indicates that really, 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 it's always the son's own mitzvah, which is why if he does the pidyon for himself, he says lo. However, when the father does it, he's really acting as a quasi-shliach, kind of an agent for his son, and that's why he says al, because it's not really his mitzvah. Says the Rivash, if when the father was doing it, in a typical case with a 30-day-old, a month-old boy, and the father was conducting the pidyon with the kohen, if it was really the father's mitzvah, even the father would say lo. The fact that the father says al indicates it's never really his mitzvah. He's just taking care of it on behalf of his son. Very interesting halacha. This is related to the broader question that is discussed as well in the poskim, and that is, are you allowed in general to have a shliach perform the pidyon haben or not? So, interestingly, the Rama paskins in Hilchos Pidyon Haben, based on this very same rivash, that even though the father is kind of a quasi-agent, but nevertheless, that is divinely ordained that the father do it. But let's say the father wants to ask someone else to be the agent, to be the shliach for him. Says the rivash, the father is not allowed to do so. This must be done by the father or the boy himself when he gets older. No one else can do it on behalf of the son. So this is something very, very fascinating. But that's the Psak of the Ramah, which is based on the Rivash. However, other poskim like the Shach and the Taz disagree. For whatever reason, the father can't or won't do the mitzvah. He can ask someone else to be his agent. And fascinatingly, many Mefarshim, including the Vilna Gaon and the Malbim here in our Parsha, they actually agree that a Shliach should work, and they bring a proof from our Parsha. After all, the 273 extra firstborns, they paid the redemption money to Moshe, who then, as a shliach, it seems, transferred the money to the Kohanim. So we see from our parsha that our shliach is a legitimate way of fulfilling the mitzvah. Just like the father can be the shliach, then someone else can be the shliach as well. Finally, it's worth noting that the Chassam Sofer says it's not really such a machlokes, because if the father is giving the money to the shliach, and then the shliach is just doing the ritual with the Kohen, but it was the father's money, everyone would agree, he thinks, that a shliach can do it. The only machloket is, could a shliach use his own money? I don't know how often that would happen, but in such a case, maybe then we have the machloket.